So, Francis, first off, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem.
I've got to talk about the new album, of course, a mix of classics and new stuff. What really gave you the idea for this one, Francis?
We were doing an ad for an Australian supermarket a few years ago, which people said, oh, I bet they're only doing it for the money. So that's bright. Yes, exactly. And we were doing this version. We'd done this version of Down Down. It was all about Down Down. You know, prices are down. Mm. And we were filming in Shepparton, and they did. They sort of mocked up that kind of like that Presley when he had in a circle and people. And there was something very good about it. Our manager got very excited about it and said, "You want to do that?" I said, "No." And Rick said, "Maybe." And subsequently, Rick doesn't really like it that much. But so we started to make the album. I didn't like the idea at first. But once I got into the idea, and the main thing about it is that there's a vibe between all of you because the songs have already proved themselves. Hmm. So you just, if someone's got an idea, you're open to it. Whereas if it's a new song, I'll kill you if you touch my new song. That kind of thing goes on. And I know you're not supposed to use the word creative and status quo grammatically be correct, but it was very creative feeling and most enjoyable process, and it was logical if this was a success that you'd go to the next one, and if this one's a success, guess what, you'd like these little breadsticks, they're quite good. <aren't>
they? they sound good either way.
Sorry about that. Yeah, it's better than the calamari, you'll be able to smell the fish. That's not good.
I mean, Francis, I mean, I've been loving I love the album as well. It's absolutely fantastic. There's a couple of new tracks in there as well. And was it important to get a couple of new tracks in there as well for you, you know, as well as putting some of those classics out there?
I can't say it was important, but it'd be a good business move, wouldn't it? Because if this goes on, which is kind of ridiculous for people our age, but if it goes on and goes on another 2 or 3 years, which is the thing that always draws us, all of us in, it's the ego and, oh, they love me. What did you ask me? No, go on, because it's something else I was holding.
It's just about, you know, having those, having the classics in there, but having a couple of newer tracks in as well, yeah.
Yeah, and so the idea, we must try a couple of new ones, but again, as soon as those new ones came along, it was like, don't you touch. So we got really precious about those new ones. So it was there for us all to feel and see that we're okay with the ones that have proved themselves. You know, open to ideas, and as soon as it was the new ones, you kind of shut down. But still a logical process to try and do newer ones, because I suppose the criticism is going to be, if it hasn't already, that they're only doing their catalogue again. So you might want to put new ones in. But the problem with that is that the same when we were doing rock albums is people don't really want your new ones, other than the really hardest of hardcore fans. They don't want the new ones. And I understand why not, either, because we all spend years trying to get discovered, or whatever you want to call it, or getting an audience to follow us and love us. And then as we get older, we start saying, oh, I couldn't do that, you know. And I find that's really pompous. So we will try and give our audience what they did for us. They got us where we were. That was good. And, you know, you can see them in the audience there and they light up for various songs. And for us to say, well, I can't do that, it's a bit too much for me. You poor love, it's a bit difficult for you to play that 4-minute song, isn't it? Oh, it must be hard for you. And so we give the audience what we are, status quo. That is our back catalogue. In fact, one of them, particularly in Europe, one of the questions is, what can people expect from the status quo? I said, we're a bit cheesed off doing that. We're going to do the Stones catalogue instead. And they go, really? And no, well, of course not.
I mean, obviously, you're still touring as well. I mean, I was reading some of the fan, played over 25 million people. You've opened live in. You still get that same kick out of touring as you've always done.
There's something about, do you still, when you go on air, I'm on air. Something happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happens with us. And the people around us, most of them have been there for centuries. They often our PA and our production manager, when they bring us to the side of the stage and you go on, they can never understand who that is that's up there. And then we walk off between for the encore or whatever, and the ordinary people again. And our PA is often saying, I don't get it. What happens? You get there and there's somebody else. So perhaps that's a good job that we can all do that.
Especially when you're looking out as well now at the crowds and you're seeing youngsters as well that have still been able to enjoy your music. That might be partly down to, you know, your Spotify's and streaming, being able to relive those classics. Are you still happy that you can still sort of give that to a younger audience as well?
Well, yes and no, but I suppose I'm supposed to say that. I just find it odd that the entire planet wants to validate itself by saying, guess what, young people like us too, as though they can't be wrong. I don't think young people go out there saying, old people like me too. But we do have that, and yes, we're often asked that, and yes, they are there. And it's kind of fascinating because, where were we the other night? In Zurich, and most of the first 13,500 people in this place, and then most of them, and particularly 10 to 15 rows out, are the younger people, and the older people are sat at the sides. And I look at them and think, well, how do you know the lyrics? I don't understand how they know the lyrics to some of them, the more obscure tracks, if you like, or the things that were post 86, 87. They know the lyrics, nothing I don't get. But it's a great feeling that they know you. It's the insecure little show off needs to be known. Mm. I'm going to crunch another bit.
Well, they sound like good breadsticks either way. They certainly do.
Good, but they're
certainly
for vegans, do. Apparently. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they're taking the meat out of the bread.
I've always got to ask Francis as well, because like, I was looking at something, and I thought, are you the only rock band with a beer to your name?
No, I believe Iron Maiden, haven't there some bands in Europe and stuff? But people ask us why we do that. There are so many things that come to us that we turn down. And some of the things we take on are great moves, and some of the things we take on are howling mistakes. And you never know at the point when you take them on. It's one of the things that defines the older generation of band to the what I call X-Factor generation, that us older guys and us older bands can fall flat on our face and get up for the next project. And, you know, ad infinitum, where I think the younger acts, they can't do it. And I understand it. I've seen so many people that can't do it. They just and the shock to that generation is that it's all lovely on the show. You got best production. You're looked after. You're encouraged. And then you win. Now you're in competition with everybody else. Mm. And even I don't find them that cute once they've won. that's life, you know. That's what happened.
Well, that's true. And I was going to say, is that maybe something to do with the fact that we don't see some of the great rock bands anymore? You know, they're a lot more few and far between. Do you think we'll see a revival of good rock again at some point, Francis?
I really don't know. You mean it's the profile, to be honest? Because if you go out when you're out on the road across Europe and wherever else, you suddenly see acts that you think, and the ones that I was talking to the promoter, as I said, in Zurich the other night, and I've known him since I was 22 or something, and he said, well, it's nearly all over, but what's going to happen next? And I said, don't you think perhaps, you know, wouldn't our generation say that it's all over, but do you think perhaps something else is going to come along and revitalise it? He said, no. He said, there don't seem to be the acts who want to last anymore, other than he, which was odd, he quoted Bruno Mars, who I happen to like. Mm. But he said, there don't seem to be the kind of acts that are looking for longevity, or perhaps they have more integrity than us older generation who just do anything to stay alive. They don't seem to have that, the younger generation. So I'm kind of confused, as you can tell. I'll have another bite on the biscuit. Hang on. Listen, listen.
There we go. Absolutely love it. And just finally as well, Francis, I know you're coming up to Leeds as well, not too far away. 17th of December, First Direct Arena. I imagine that's one you're going to be looking forward to.
It's a beautiful arena. Yeah, I don't like to say I looked forward to any more to one town more than another, but that's a particularly nice venue. There are beautiful showers in there, and all that's important. And I think it was last year or the year before, I'm very much aware, like Adele, I can really swear. And there's somebody I knew, a little Jewish drummer, Jeff Rich, we used to have, lovely little guy. He always used to foo instead of fa, okay? And so I'm telling this audience, in obviously Yorkshire, I'm going, you know, foo, 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 whereas the London, ha, ha, ha. And then I suddenly thought, unless you're from Yorkshire, then it's just as offensive sounding. Because I always think Southerners swearing sounds far more offensive than Northerners, unless you're a Northerner.
That's very true. That's very true. I think you're exactly right there, until I'd seen it then.
I find it so less offensive when they fought instead of ha.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Some, like, I went down to London. I went to watch Bradford against Millwall. Bradford uh-huh. family. So I went down to Millwall, and they're all shouting. It just seems a lot more intimidating than when someone from Yorkshire does it, especially.
Yeah, it does to me. It seems more aggressive and more offensive. But perhaps that's a geographical thing. You know, the main centre of the country, whether we like it or not, is London. And there's something about Londoners. I think, like Parisians, we're really snotty as... We're snotty rather than, you know, if you get out to the other parts of the country, there's very lovely people, as in France. People in Paris aren't particularly nice compared to the when you go out of the main cities.
Very, very true. And, Francis, it's been an absolute pleasure to. I could talk to you all day, Fran. I truly could. And your album's been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to giving that some more of a listen as well. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.